Tom, thank you very much for that introduction. Look, could I begin also by acknowledging the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, elders past, present and emerging. Can I add my acknowledgements to my parliamentary colleagues that are here, members of local government, to Chris Islesfield and his board. I know that you're very invested in this region. I have to say, I am almost stuck for words, to be frank. I've got a very, very good speech that was written in my office that talks about a lot of things to do with tourism, but it certainly does not do justice to this place. It doesn't include words like spectacular, breathtaking, or as I said when I came over the hill, wow. And so I'm not going to use it. What I'm going to do, though, is I just want to reflect for a moment on two things. Firstly, to everybody here, and before I speak about Tim and Bruce and their family, I just want to say thank you for your efforts over the last 12 months. And I have to say, you know, this has been very brave on your behalf. You know, at a time when we've got a worldwide pandemic, we're shutting people into their homes, and we've been having the challenges that we've faced to get on and build and create this, courageous, brave, are the only words that come to mind. But thank you for doing it, because I just think it is unbelievable. But importantly, I just want to say to everybody here, Tasmania's in a good place. We're in a strong place, and we're in front of this virus at the moment, and we're going to stay there. Importantly, as I said, I want to thank you. You know, over the last 12 months, regardless of race, regardless of religion, regardless of circumstance or background, you know, Tasmanians have worked together to get on top of this, and I could not be more proud to be the Premier of this state, and you should all be very proud of yourselves for the efforts that you've made, because we have led the country with the safest place in it, and in fact, one of the safest places in the world going forward. And so thank you for that. Kim and Bruce, as I said, my speech does not contain the words that I would use to describe this. And the first thing, as I said, when I came over the hill, I said, wow. I said to my wife last night, I was coming to the coast. Interestingly enough, she was here on the coast on Sunday. She brought my daughter up here, who's struggling to get her hours up for her L's, and they came for a 10-hour drive to try and... they actually stopped at the gate and had a look. And I said to Amanda last night, I said, I'm coming here to open the cove today. And she said, wow. She said, we would have liked to have gone in and had a look on the weekend, but we didn't. But we stopped at the gate. She said, that is supposed to be brilliant. It's supposed to be spectacular. Well, I'll be able to say to her when I go home tonight, you're underselling it a little bit, because it is just one of the best tourism assets that I have ever seen. And in fact, to be frank, when I came over that hill, you pulled everything together. You've got the location, which is just spectacular. The quality of the fittings and furnishings here is just unbelievable. And I think that what you're going to see is that this will become an asset in itself here on the coast. There is no doubt in my mind in that regard. The other point I would make, and very obvious from the speeches that we heard, which I just thought were fantastic, just fantastic. You don't pull something together like this without courage, without commitment, without being brave. And when you've had a property that for 160 years has been a farming property, Bruce, you know, this must have seemed like a bit of a diversion. But they've done it. And I think, I'm sure, certain, that I'd be speaking on behalf of everybody here today when I say that you have created something that is so very, very special. And I think speaks volumes, both for yourselves, both for this region, but also for the state. I firmly believe we are as good as anyone in this country. We are as good as anyone in this world. And what you have done is you've created an asset here that we can all be proud of, that you should be proud of. And with the emotion that you've demonstrated today, yeah, this hasn't been an easy journey. It never is when you build and create. It never is when you put your assets on the line. It never is, you know, when you, on a day-by-day basis, you struggle to get something completed to timelines and you watch it come out of the ground. And when it does, I'm certain, like me, you've stood back from this and you said, bloody hell, that is just fantastic. Because it is. It is fantastic, and you should be congratulated. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my very great pleasure today to be here with you and to have the honour to open the cove. And I'm certain that this will be a success, not just for yourselves and this region, but for the state as we go forward. And I want to say thank you for your efforts, for the blood, sweat and tears that no doubt have gone into this, because you have created something really special that you should be very proud of. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I declare the cove open, and I think we've got a plaque to open.